Wednesday night, NBA basketball, where Minnesota picked up a 129-114 win over San Antonio. The Lakers beat Golden State 120-94. Boston makes it 9 straight wins after a 140-133 win against Washington. Orlando, a 112-97 win over Philadelphia. James Harden had 47, Houston 102, the Los Angeles Clippers 93. Memphis nudging Charlotte 119-117, and Toronto 114, Portland 106. Houston's Justin Verlander has been named the American League Cy Young Award winner, edging his teammate Gerrit Cole. 17 first-place votes for Verlander, 13 for Cole. The 36-year-old Verlander becomes the 20th pitcher to win more than one Cy Young Award. His first one, 2011, with Detroit. And Mets ace Jacob deGrom was named the National League Cy Young Award winner again. The right-hander is the 7th National League pitcher to win the award at least 2 years in a row. The others, Randy Johnson, Tim Lincecum, Clayton Kershaw, Max Scherzer, Greg Maddux, and Sandy Koufax. Football set for Thursday night. It's Pittsburgh. The Steelers with a 5-4 record. They're in Cleveland. The Browns at 3-6. Sophomore Liam Robbins scored 23 points, and Drake bouncing back from a loss at Cincinnati. And for Darren DeVries and the Bulldogs, a 76-58 win over Missouri Kansas City.
Great to bounce back tonight, coming off a loss on Monday night. So thought our effort was really good, and had a nice complete game at both ends of the floor.
Good ball game for former Newton Cardinal Garrett Sturts. He was 5 of 7 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line, finished with 11 points and also grabbed 7 rebounds. Meanwhile, Northern Iowa makes it 3-0 on the young season, defeating Cal State Bakersfield 67-55. Spencer Haldeman had 15 points. A.J. Green added 14 in that Panther victory. Ohio State beat Villanova 76-51. Two top 20 teams get together in that one. Virginia Commonwealth surprising number 23, LSU 84-82. Iowa men's basketball, Josh Ogundele, a 3-star British big man who plays high school basketball in Massachusetts, committed to the Hawkeyes. He also was considering Rhode Island, Rutgers, Cincinnati, and Providence. Women's basketball, where South Dakota outscored Drake 20-12 in the extra frame in overtime, outlasting the Bulldogs 102-94. Kiera Collier had 27 points. Sarah Ryan added 23 for Drake. They suffer their first loss of the season. South Dakota, the Coyotes, are now 3-0. And Carly Rucker scored 21. Northern Iowa on the road went to Missouri, beat the Tigers in Columbia 78-73. It's his first ever win over Missouri in 7 tries and the first victory over an SEC school since Northern Iowa beat Arkansas in 2001. Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter says her team needs an outstanding defensive effort. On Thursday night, the Hawkeyes entertain North Alabama. Now, the Lions come in, they are 2-0. They scored 128 points in a win against Virginia Lynchburg.
Sometimes you look at directional schools and people think, oh, they're going to be an easy W. And it's not the case with North Alabama. They won 21 games last year. They returned all 5 starters from last year's team. They have 5 senior starters. That is a whole lot of experience. They've seen everything. They're used to playing together. They have that unspoken chemistry among them.
The Hawkeyes opened a week ago with an 85-53 win over Florida Atlantic. In football, Northern Iowa coach Mark Farley says he's cautiously optimistic as the Panthers get ready to visit South Dakota State. At 7-3, the Panthers are ranked 5th in the FCS coaches poll. And 2 wins to close out the regular season, they could get a top 4 seed in the upcoming playoffs.
Yeah, you want to get excited about it, and yeah, you feel like you're in good position. But the moment I do that, I know you better be in a guarded position because you know what we're up against this week. That's why I say it's guarded, because you want to enjoy, you want to take a step back and take a breath, but if you do, it's going to cost you.
And for the Panthers, usually it's home inside at the Uni Dome, but Farley says they will be practicing outside to get ready for Saturday's forecast in Brookings. It calls for a chance of rain and temperatures in the upper 30s, lower 40s. Iowa State sophomore quarterback Brock Purdy is one of 16 the semifinalists for the Davey O'Brien National Quarterback Award, and Iowa State offensive coordinator Tom Manning, one of 41 nominees for the Broyles Award given each year to the nation's best assistant coach in college football. Some surprises as quarterfinal play continued, the state volleyball tournament in Cedar Rapids. A surprise in 3A with the number 8 seed Union LaPorte City beat top-seeded Devonport Assumption 3-2. Other winners were Mount Vernon, Carroll Kemper, and Red Oak. In 2A, number 1 seed Western Christian blanks Hudson 3-0. The other winners, Osage, Beckman, and Clarion Goldfield Dells. Now in 1A, the number 1 seed Sydney, a 3-0 win over Springville. North Tama and Holy Trinity each advance, and a surprise with Wapsie Valley, who knocked off the four-time defending champ Janesville 3-1 in 1A volleyball. So the semis are set for Thursday, and it starts with Class 5A, Cedar Falls against Ankeny, Pleasant Valley against West Des Moines Valley. Semifinal play continues throughout the day into the night on Thursday with the championship round set for Friday. And the Uni Dome is busy with the 8-player semifinals in high school football. Turkey Valley against Don Bosco, and then Audubon and Remsen St. Mary's. And then at 5:30 on Thursday evening, it's Class 3A when Western Dubuque takes on Council Bluffs Lewis Central. That'll be followed by an 8:30 kickoff between Solon and Sergeant Bluff Luton in the Uni Dome.